Hey, everybody. So the videos over on TikTok are getting more views than I was getting at the height of my YouTube career more than 4 years ago. And as a result, there are a lot of people listening to this podcast. And rather than feel like pressured to put out new content constantly, now that I have a larger audience, I think it makes more sense to go back through the podcast, listen to the last 10 or 15 episodes, and if that information is interesting to you, then go back further. I think at least 6 months of the podcast is available, depending on where you listen. And we've been doing this podcast for now 2.5 years, believe it or not. Time has flown. 2.5 years of just trying to put out the truth of what's going on. And the prerequisite for some of what I'm going to talk about today is the Rockefellers and their lockstep plan. You can look this up online. You can read lots of articles about it, even books about it. So for decades, the Rockefellers had been advancing this plan to collapse the West using a pandemic or other health crisis. Oh, what a surprise, what a coincidence that the last 2 years have been a pandemic that has collapsed the West and all these things that advanced the Rockefeller agenda. All these things have happened. Now, the last 2 years, if it hasn't brought out something of an inner conspiracy theorist in you, then my research is probably not going to resonate because you're just somebody who watches TV, and the fact we've been treated like lab monkeys the last 2 years in a constitutional republic, job losses, lockdowns, a forced vaccine mandate. It still blows my mind that in the United States, all of us who work for a company that employs more than 100 people would have been forced to take an experimental injection if not for that Supreme Court ruling, which was pretty close. So only the Supreme Court saved the average American from forced injections. That is not the American way. Now, in other countries, the Rockefellers went even further, and the vaccinations were forced, right? In Ecuador, for a while, it was forced vaccination. I understand in Austria, they had forced vaccination for a little while. These Rockefellers are nasty business. For whatever reason, Soros and the Rothschilds get the majority of the, truth community's attention, but really it's three families. Those of you guys who follow my newsletter, I say that basically it boils down to three families. It's Soros, the Rothschilds, and the Rockefellers. And lately, people will come onto my videos and stuff and leave comments saying, no, there's a class of people above them. And they list off a bunch of names that nobody, including myself, has ever heard of. And they go into concepts like the Gray Pope and the Black Pope and all this kind of QAnon shit to just throw you off the scent, to throw you hound dogs off the scent. Three families who are trillionaires fucked up our way of life. Fact, this COVID-19 bullshit has fucked up America and has fucked up the West. 100% fact. Now, these people piled into Pfizer and Moderna. These families piled in. Historically, a vaccine, even for something really horrible that kills a lot of people, vaccines are not a massive moneymaker, you know, because the governments usually pay, $20 a shot and that's it. So not a massive moneymaker, but the amount of money they poured into this and how they turned their media outlets into nonstop promoters of this genetic therapy, of this experimental injection series, which now many people are having problems with. You look at Justin Bieber. How half his face doesn't work anymore. He's only 28 years old. And his wife, a model who was in previously perfect health, 25 years old, gets a clot in her brain, has a stroke, has to have heart surgery as a result of her stroke. And now she's fucked. She has the health of like an 80-year-old. She's 25 years old. Now, both of them fully vaccinated. Justin Bieber required everybody to be fully vaccinated at his concert tour last year in South Africa. And he doesn't speak up. The rumor is that they tell him you'll lose your contract. You'll lose your music contracts if you say it's connected to the vaccine. Well, what else could it be? How many of you guys are still asleep? What the fuck else could it be? A healthy guy who works out all the time like Justin Bieber, right? Jack Dude, who has all the money in the world for eating healthy stuff. Again, seems like he was in good shape, nice muscles and whatnot. And now half his face doesn't work, 28 years old. But he won't speak up because he's told not to. And that, in my book, is a pussy. That's not a proper leader. That's not a proper role model. That's just a rigged pussy. some guy who got compromised years ago by whatever. And they put his mediocre music on auto-tune. It's amazing how good you sound when you do auto-tune. There's an auto-tune-esque filter on TikTok. And I can talk like this, just, you know, do my podcast. You push a button and suddenly it sounds beautiful. Like I have an angelic voice or something, even though I don't, you know. So that's what they do with Bieber and all these other pop stars, is they're mediocre at best. And they get the airplay and that quality of life because they're compromised. They got to bend the knee, folks. So anyway, you can look up this lockstep stuff. And the allegation that some researchers have made is that BlackRock is actually the Rockefeller family office. You know how big families have an investment office. So BlackRock is the Rockefeller family office. That's the allegation. And you think about it, Larry Fink isn't making his money from these lame trades where he buys into companies that are already massively well-known, right? He buys companies that everybody knows about and makes 5 or 10%. That's not how you make trillions of dollars. These people were born into their money, and now they've chosen to torture the rest of us. In my state now, the gas stations show above $5 a gallon for the standard gas price, you know, for the regular unleaded, above $5 a gallon. They've chose to destroy our economy, to torture all of us, and to trigger this inflationary death spiral. They've chosen this. And yet, at the same time, they kick in the alternatives. So you think about it, if gas is up this much, rare crypto, which was designed as an inflation hedge from day one, it should be through the ceiling, just in my humble opinion as a researcher, not financial advice and not guidance. It should be through the motherfucking ceiling. Instead, it's below where it was 2 years ago. because Larry Fink placed one of the largest anti-crypto trades of all time. That's the credible allegation. To fuck up crypto markets, this mediocre middle-aged dummy born into his money fucked up our precious crypto. Now, to me, that's just unacceptable. It's been 2 years of horror show. And for those of us who are awake, I just sidestep most of it. You know, it's like, I'm not going to tell you what to put in my body. I'm not going to tell you where I can, you're not going to tell me where I can travel and so on. So I just tried to stay out of the public eye as much as possible and do my own thing and invest responsibly in crypto and other things that I think will hold up in an inflationary death spiral. And here this financial predator born into his money caves in our crypto. Hey, you break it, you bought it. That's how I feel. There's going to be a civil war in this country for sure. Forcing experimental injections on the populace when we're citizens, not subjects, not slaves, citizens. Doesn't matter how much money you have in your bank account, Larry Fink. You're a common citizen just like us. You have no special privileges. So I think there will be a civil war for sure. This level of abuse by a few historically super rich families toward the rest of us is not just treason. It's economic terrorism. Forcing this injection on people, locking down travel around the world. This is terrorism being carried out by the descendants of the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, and to a slightly lesser extent, the Soros family. Fact. So don't come into my comment section saying, look into the Black Pope, or look into the Chupacabra, or the Loch Ness Monster, or look into the Queen. I don't think the Queen's a good person. But she's not the one who's running around the world masterminding this stuff. She's an old lady. She's got a lot of money. I think she's on board with this globalist collapse. But to say she's the mastermind is ludicrous. I doubt she even knows what crypto is. Again, she's an old lady. You know, you look at her platinum jubilee the other week. Could barely cut the cake. They gave her some celebration cake. She barely had enough strength to cut into it. So she is not the mastermind. And we're not going to look for people that arguably don't even exist, like the quote-unquote Black Pope, or families so powerful that nobody's ever heard of them. No, that's not truthful then, right? Because over time, due to financial disclosure laws, if you have a lot of money and you're influencing our politics, your name does come up. You know, it's like you don't give money to a senator and not show up on the financial disclosures, or big money anyways. The Rockefellers and the Rothschilds have declared war on all of us. This is not normal. 2 years of being forced into injections, 2 years of lockdowns, and you got to wear the mask so that you inhale all the fucking microplastics and fuck up your lungs. This is not normal. We have been reduced to subjects. These people have made a fortune in the last 2 years by investing selectively in things like vaccine makers, which again, I don't understand why the vaccine makers have gone up so much. It's a pump and dump. It's a literal pump and dump by some of the world's wealthiest interests. And you'll see there'll be nothing left of Moderna when the public actually wakes up to the fact that these mRNA vaccines are not a panacea. This is like worse than thalidomide in the 60s. They gave mothers thalidomide and then they all had birth defects. Their kids all had, you know, horrific deformities. This is way worse. mRNA was never ready for prime time, and Trumpty Dumpty authorized it through Operation Warp Speed. They used a crisis just as the Rockefellers said for decades they were going to do. They told us this lockstep shit. They told us for decades. We're going to wait until the right international crisis, an international health crisis, and then we're going to change the world. And not change it in a good way, because they want to collapse the middle class. They see you as bad for the environment. You know, you being able to buy a car and buy a home and start a family. They see you as quote unquote useless eaters, right? You eat, you consume without giving back. They want you off the planet. They want you dead. These vaccines are bad news. Justin Bieber won't speak up because he's a rigged pussy. So many other celebrities are rigged pussies too. I guess there is a deal with the devil in the sense, right? Because these people are such disgraceful sacks of shit. The elite family's got to have something big on them. I've heard about, you know, how... So here's what I've heard from multiple people. Is if you're a musician and one of your songs takes off, they literally offer you a contract. And after you sign the contract, they say, go into the room. Right? There's a room that you walk into after you sign it. And this table of old men, they say, go into the room, and then they close the door behind you. And you have to do some heinous act that they record on camera and keep, you know, hold it against you for the rest of your life. You have to do some heinous act that would immediately discredit you in the eyes of the public. Now, what is it? Is it killing a child? Is it raping a baby? Is it being sodomized by these old men? I don't know, and I don't want to speculate. It's something so awful that, again, there have been multiple musicians who have talked about this interaction where they say, go into the room now. And if you're somebody who says, hey, fuck that, I'm not going into the room. If you refuse their offer, you become what's known as a one-hit wonder. They never play your songs again after that. And at this point, multiple musicians have talked about this on YouTube, on TikTok. You got Ronald Bernard. Now, I believe he died a few years ago. Ronald Bernard was this whistleblower who came out on YouTube. He was a banker to the Illuminati in Europe. And, you know, powerful Dutch banker. And he said at first he thought all this stuff was just kind of noise, you know, just something that men talk about, like kind of glorified fraternity stuff. And then as he rose through the ranks, he saw that you're required to kill kids. You're required to kill kids in front of these people. And it broke his mind. He said he had a breakdown, started crying all the time. He couldn't do it. And the only reason they kept him alive, according to him, is that he signed a contract not to reveal any names. So, of course, he's no longer alive. So I guess they did eventually take offense at him talking about this stuff. But that's our sad world. It's our sad world, folks. And crypto breaks us away from that. Crypto is the most precious thing in the world at the moment. And not like shitty things like Dogecoin. I'm talking Bitcoin. Bitcoin is such a big deal that Bill Miller, who's one of the smartest people on the East Coast, he's like an East Coast Eric Schmidt. Actually, I think Eric Schmidt lives on the East Coast too, so kind of bad analogy. But Bill Miller, super smart guy, was at Legg Mason, one of the big funds here on the East Coast. He claimed a few months ago he has half his money in Amazon stock, and the other half he has in Bitcoin. And he said if Bitcoin were to drop below some point, he would buy more Bitcoin. He would sell his Amazon stock to buy more Bitcoin. That's how much he believes in. That's his level of belief. Literally one of the smartest people in the investing world. And the way he's described it is that Bitcoin is like an insurance policy where only 21 million shares will ever be issued, right? 21 million coins is the cap. Although it's a currency, he says it functions much like an insurance policy because you have those rare shares. And wherever you are in the world, if your part of the world collapses, if your economy falls victim to runaway inflation or something like that, you can cash in some of your shares and you'll have money. He sees it as like the perfect solution to instability around the world. And I think he's right. I think it is the perfect solution. I think all of us would be sitting pretty right now if not for Larry Fink at BlackRock carrying out one of the biggest anti-crypto trades of all time. And before that, Larry Fink rose to prominence by buying up the housing market at the start of the pandemic. When people wanted, they want to stay at home, they want to outlast the pandemic, and he drives up the prices of housing. Now that to me is not functional capitalism, because you got a bunch of empty homes. It's not like Larry Fink is making iPhones or shipping software or drilling for oil. It's not real economic activity. It's predatory manipulation, right? Buying up a bunch of empty homes in suburban America to price people out of housing at the start of the pandemic is just pure predatory behavior. Same with buying up a huge amount of Bitcoin to then dump it while you're shorting it. That's predation, predatory. If he were a normal person, the SEC would investigate him and he'd be in prison. Unfortunately, once you're that high up, not only do they not look into you, the SEC and the FBI, they serve the interests of the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds. If you read those WikiLeaks emails years ago, which so few of you did, Hillary Clinton was directly answering to the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers, direct. I mean, you would send an email to her and she'd say, yeah, we'll be on it. Thank you. And this is when she was the Secretary of State, when she was in charge of the State Department. Our West has gotten so rancid, so completely rancid. And there's going to be a civil war. Again, if we were slaves, we would have to just take it. Oh, I guess we got to take the experimental injections. Oh, I guess after years of patiently waiting for Bitcoin to come in, we have to take this fruitcake, this weird-looking middle-aged loser bashing in our crypto. We just got to take it because he inherited his money and the rest of us are slaves. No, that's not the American model. We're citizens. You've abused your own. And this guy is such a proud globalist. Look at some of his quotes. I'm a globalist and proud of it. So you believe in caving in the West to give a level playing field to Ecuador and Pakistan and countries in sub-Saharan Africa. That makes you a traitor, economic traitor. You're taking in money from American workers, you're fucking BlackRock, and you're running their retirement funds and stuff, and they're counting on you. And meanwhile, you're using your money to harm the West. It's outrageous. So there will be a civil war, and then when the dust settles, there's going to be a church committee-like thing. The church committee looked into the NSA in the 1970s. But this won't be looking into the NSA or other government agencies. This is going to be looking into the handful of families who collapsed our way of life. And they did it intentionally. They've been talking about this lockstep thing for decades, jerking off to it pretty much. Pretty much jerking off to their plans. And they carried it out. The last 2 years are a conspiracy theory rendered into reality. A media complicit in pushing shots that not only don't work, but seem to harm a lot of people. Look at Justin Bieber's fucking frozen face. By the way, that's a listed side effect of the vaccines. Shingles and Ramsey Hunt syndrome, which Bieber now has, are a listed side effect of these mRNA vaccines. Thank you guys so much. If you're interested in more information along these lines, please get my books. Somebody said you're a grifter, you promote your books. Of course I have books. You know, there's no way I can get all this information out just by rambling on a podcast. If you want to see what we know about the world at Fulcrum, read those books. Link will be in description. And highly recommend reading them on Amazon Kindle. We have paperbacks that are in stock. But Amazon Kindle is like the Library of Alexandria. Anybody who thinks Jeff Bezos is a dummy or is not up there with Elon Musk or Tim Cook is completely wrong. Amazon is not just like the Walmart of the internet. Kindle was his own thing. You know, the Kindle library, he designed that as an Amazon designed that. It was unique technology. It's right up there with the iPad or iPhone, if not better. So you have all these great books at your disposal. And it takes just seconds to download them. And then when you're done, you can share them with somebody else. It's an incredible technology. So you guys should be reading right now, not only our books, but read up on the Rockefellers, read up on the Rothschilds, read up on cryptocurrency. If you're somebody who thinks cryptocurrency is your enemy, you haven't thought things through. They are collapsing the West. They are collapsing our currencies. And crypto will be, in my humble opinion, close to the only thing left.
You're listening to Fulcrum News, real news from America and around the world. FulcrumNews.com/subscribe to get our premium membership and updates via email.